The public, when they go into the garden, they're encouraged to walk around this ring archway of tusks. So this ring of tusks are the 80 pairs. So it's making them think as they go around the sheer scale of how many elephants are killed every day in Africa. And then as they approach the end of this, the garden opens up into an African savanna where we have authentic trees from Africa, authentic African planting. We have a dead replica elephant skeleton with a watering hole. It just creates this atmosphere of Africa and savanna and makes people think, and it just quite a poignant sort of point of the garden to, just kind of take in really what's going on. It is very moving. I mean, we've had people in tears, and you know, it does affect a lot of people in different ways. And it's a moving garden, and it's not necessarily a really happy garden or a very inspiring garden for people. But you know, I think it's something that makes people think, and it's not your standard sort of Hampton Court flower show garden. You know, we've got a lot of dead plants in our garden, but I think that highlights even more the message that, you know, the bare truth is that if things don't change, and even the UK government and the actions they take to, you know, ban domestic trade, if it doesn't stop, then, you know, the reality is the elephant, you know, will become extinct, because you're losing 20,000 a year, and there are only 400,000 left now out of... Yet in the 80s there was 1.3 million. It's something that I think, you know, a lot of people feel that there's nothing can be done about it because it's the scale of it and around the world. But we've managed to, by highlighting our garden, we've been talking to Chinese TV and TV from around the world, which, you know, goes to those countries. And for the charity, I think it's really important that they're managing to reach out to places and try and explain to them, so it actually hooks onto them, not just the public turning up to the show in the UK.